I was just an infantry man at the time and had no idea, none whatsoever, what we were going to hit and what kind of fighting we were going to do. We trained, you know, in training it's always, you run, you lay down, fire your arm, you know, fire your rifle, run into a dummy with a bayonet. This was all the training we did. It was just to strengthen us up and get us ready for fighting. But what we were going to face was another thing. We were the only ones from this area that went into that division, because that division was all Southerners, you know. In fact, I always comment how we had to fight the Civil War all over again, because they would call us no good Yankees, and it was always that. Got myself in trouble in boot camp for punching a sergeant in the nose.
Really?
What brought it on was the in our barracks, you know, I don't smoke, and I never did smoke. And, you know, our barracks had to be clean, so somebody put a lit cigarette by my bunk and stomped on it and let it stay there. Sergeant comes in and inspects, and he was a Southerner. And when he saw that, he says, "Martyr, pick up that butt. You know it's not supposed to be there." I says, "I'm not going to pick it up." I says, "I didn't do it. I don't smoke." He says, "Well, if you don't know who did it, you pick it up, because I'm telling you, I'm giving you an order." I still didn't do it. So when he shoved me, that, you know, sort of got my boiled point up, and I just let go and punched him. And he brought me into the captain. So we both stood in front of the captain. I had explained what happened. And the captain said to the sergeant, "Is this what happened?" And the sergeant said, "Yes." So the captain told him, he says, "First of all, you should not have shoved him. If he gave you a reason why he didn't want to pick up the cigarette, you should have listened to him. He took my side." So I was lucky there. But I did get 3 weeks KP. Kitchen police.
Oh, wow.
The way you do is wash dishes and pots and pans, peel potatoes and peel onions and stuff.